AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden had originally said all Americans would be eligible to get coronavirus shots by May 1st. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says that date is being moved up to April 19th.
It reduces confusion and it ensures that Americans who are not yet vaccinated, who are looking to get vaccinated, they know they are all eligible, all adults, I should say, on April 19th.
Psaki says there is plenty of supply.
COVID response coordinator Jeff Zients announced there will be more than 28 million doses across channels this week. Cumulatively, over the past 3 weeks, we will have sent out nearly 90 million doses of the vaccine.
The AP Sagar Magani reports the president will make his announcement later today.
The White House says more than 40% of adults have been given at least one shot. Nearly one in four is fully vaccinated, including more than half of seniors. At the same time, federal health officials are worried about younger adults, whom they say are driving a rise in new virus cases the last 4 weeks.
Police and the Navy say a Navy medic shot two people today in Frederick, Maryland, and he was later shot and killed at Fort Detrick. Police Chief Jason Lando says this all started at a business park.
Upon arrival at the scene, they found two adult males had been shot. Both males were in critical condition.
Fort Detrick is about 10 miles away from the office park. A Minneapolis police official testified former officer Derek Chauvin underwent training in 2016 and 2018 on how to defuse tense situations with people in crisis and how police must use the least amount of force necessary to get somebody to comply. Chauvin is on trial in connection with the death of George Floyd. Authorities in Dubai say people involved in a naked photo shoot on a balcony that went viral and prompted a crackdown in the city will be deported. 11 Ukrainian women and a Russian man were arrested. This is AP News. Two New York City musicians inspired by a food pantry they support put on a concert.
At the start of the pandemic, Aaron Shields and David Shenton were walking in their Queens neighborhood when they saw a line snaking two city blocks.
That was the food pantry line, and so we saw firsthand how many people this was directly affecting on a weekly basis.
They volunteered at Mosaic West Queens Church to distribute 2,000 boxes of food every week.
I thought, you know, that could be us. So easily, that could be us.
So they wanted to do more. That's when the idea for the virtual concert to raise money came up.
If you're feeling low, volunteer. Give back to other people because it will make you feel better.
The couple broadcast from their living room and raised thousands of dollars for the food pantry. Julie Walker, New York.
In addition to its trading cards, fans will soon be able to trade company shares of Topps. It will become a publicly traded company later this year. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.